Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Isaiah. It's over 300 times. I'm not sure 333 times, but 300-something times where the Word says, fear not. Fear not. Get back up. Fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Next verse. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with you shall perish. Anybody believe that this morning? You shall seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with you, they that war against you, shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold your right hand. Tell somebody, God's holding your hand. Saying, fear not, I will help you. Tell somebody, God is my help. Question, if you really believe God was on the inside of you, how would you act? See, a whole lot of people that think the Holy Ghost is a little Holy Ghost. He'll show up every now and then. If you really understood that the third person of the Godhead is dwelling on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. See, we got to break out of these molds that the world put us in. You are powerful beyond your imagination. But the devil don't want you to know that. We'll keep you small. And people want to keep you small too. People get intimidated with power. People get intimidated with blessing. People get intimidated when you advance. Surround yourself with people that enjoy or encourage your advancement. Even though they may not advance, they're going to say, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. My God, go ahead. Go as far as you can. They ain't trying to pull you back into the crab pot. That's what's wrong. People are yoked. You need to set yourself free in your mind. Free from the bondage of people. Free from your affirmation coming from hand claps. Free from affirmation from people that are for you or against you. God already said, I'm for you. I'll hold your right hand. I'll help you. When you need the help, just turn to me with your heart. I'm there when ain't nobody else there. I'm a friend that sticks closer than your brother. You need to know him like that. Amen. Let's go. Let's just continue in Isaiah 41. Verse 4. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Next verse. Behold, I will make you. See, what you need to understand is these processes that we go through. And I will be the first to admit I have faced fear. I have had fear. Amen. Like it was fit me like a glove. In certain decisions, in certain adversities. But get that verse there. See, God says, I will make you. See, there's a making process. See, faith is not the absence of fear. All you have to do is, you don't have to go outside these walls of this church. But you go outside the walls of these churches, go into some of these big cities, go, fear is everywhere. You can see it on people's faces. Situations, fearful, all kind of stuff is out there. So it's not the absence of fear. It's your being great, the greater one in you. What's in you having more intensity than what's out there. See, that's the game changer. That's the one. That's the agent of change. We're here not to just blend in. We're here to change some things. But until you get the authentic you operating, you'll blend in. You'll be afraid to be a voice to stand out because you don't want to get persecuted. You don't want people to not like you. Well, they don't like you anyway. The ones you thought like you, they don't like you. They like what you give them. See, when you always have real nice to people all the time, you think they like you. No, they like you as long as you're nice. Stop being nice and say, well, I can't do it today. Set some boundaries. Be your own person. Learn how to say no. Some people have to learn how to say no. Everybody say that. No.
No.
Say it again.
No.
Say it again.
No.
You really need to know how to tell the devil that. I said no, Mr. Devil, and I meant it. Huh? Say no. Learn to say no. Set them boundaries. Why? You're in search of the real you. Because if I can't be the real me, I can't be what I need to be for you. If I'm all scattered everywhere, trying to people please everything, and just, you know, I was listening to something once, a well-known preacher who, early on in ministry, he would, and I think we all have experienced this, he was trying to help everybody. See, first of all, you have to realize everybody's not assigned to you. They're not. You love everybody, but everybody's not assigned. And sometimes you're casting your pearls and trying to do for everybody, and they don't care nothing about you. They just want what you got. See, some people like the fire. They don't want the fire. They just want to warm themselves by the fire. He was working on somebody else's thesis. And he took it on and said, you know, I'll just go on and try to finish it for him. And he's steady getting phone calls for people to help. And he wouldn't turn anybody down. Worked till 2 o'clock in the morning. He finally put, you know, his family at home, missed dinner, everything, family at home. Then underneath that big old pile of papers, he found his work that he hadn't even gotten halfway through, trying to help everybody. And Lord spoke to him. He said, from that day forward, he said, no. He said, how can I help effectively if I'm all messed up? If I'm going on half cylinders. So see, you got to see about you. Amen. That's why we're in search of the real you. You can't be so spread out that you ain't got nothing to give. And you gave it all. And then once you give it all, the ones that you gave it all to, you don't see them no more. That's how that works, you know. Look at 2 Kings chapter 6. Not all the time, but many times. And I'm not saying that we don't give. We do give. When we give, Lord Jesus. But I'm not giving it all the way to ain't no, nothing left in the tank. You understand what I mean? That used to be the mindset. Just give until you're exhausted. There was one that was working with Paul, Epaphroditus, I think it was, who had done so much that he was sick. Now that sounds like, oh, wow. But no, wait, no. Take care of yourself. Amen. We need you around. Your children need you. Your brothers and sisters need you. The ministry needs you. God needs you. So we need true wisdom. I always encourage that book, and some in the church here have bought it, and I've sent it out to different ones, a book called Boundaries. Because some people today are enablers. They are enabling people, thinking you're helping them. No, you're enabling them. You're throwing money down the drain. Because they're abusing it, misusing it. Well, that's my baby. Well, let the baby go without. See as he'll straighten up his 45-year-old self. You're just enabling. You're not helping. I guess they call it tough love. You need to draw some lines and say, no, I'm not really helping. I'm messing you up. Now, we help, you know, if there's genuine need, yes, help. But, you know, don't be that enabler. It just enables everybody. Everybody that asks, you're giving. And they know you are easy touch. I had a prophecy one time. Brother went to Atlanta. Tunde Bakri was doing a conference there. This gentleman, he was in his 80s, late 80s, I think. And he was rather heavy set. And he was sitting on a chair. I mean, he couldn't stand about 100, 150 people in there. It was a conference room in a hotel. And he said at the end of his message, I have a prophetic word for everybody. So I thought, okay. All right, you know, the Lord want to bless you in Jesus' name and health and all. Okay, so I was about about 150 people. I was maybe in the late 90s, early 100s, somewhere in there. So I'm just being polite. I'm going up and being polite and, you know, I'm going to let him touch him. I'm going to agree whatever he says. He said, man of God, that project you all are doing, that got my attention real quick. He said, you're never going to lack for money. He said a bunch of other stuff, but he said this. He said, the problem's not going to be money. It's going to be where to put the money. And he said, God don't want you to be an easy touch. That thing stayed with me. I wrote it down, too. I said, okay, but I was about to, maybe right at 100 there, but he was spot on what he said. We don't have to be an easy touch. We're not stingy. But don't be, you know, foolish. God is not just raising you up to raise you up for a platform. He's raising you up to be a steward, to steward things in the kingdom of God. And if he can trust you like that, he'll give you abundance. Not to live in a glass house to show stuff off, no, but to spread the gospel of the kingdom. To dig wells in other nations, to build villages in other nations. Listen, we're going to build hospitals in other nations. We're going to build villages. We're going to build clinics. We're going to have orphanages. We're going to build churches in other nations. That's the goal, not to just hoard up stuff. But if God can build you up to where he can trust you to be a steward, not just to have, but to be a steward, a good steward. Remember the talents, one of them buried all the talents. And God said that was a wicked and slothful servant. The others went out and did something with the talents and increased it. That's how the kingdom, that's what the kingdom is about. It's about increase. It's not about hoarding. It's not even about money.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.